This is Melissa Bartell, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub. It is December 20th. Actually, it's technically December 21st, but in my head, it's still December 20th because using Nutty's rules, I haven't been to bed yet. So we're going to pretend it's still December 20th, and this song is called This story is called Jingle Shells. Jingle shells, jingle shells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride on a rushing, cresting wave. Jingle shells, jingle shells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride on a rushing, cresting wave. Harmony surveyed her underwater domain and used her tail fin to push herself backward so she could see the very top of her tree. Oh, it wasn't a decorated pine like the Drylanders had. She'd always thought pine was what you did when you missed someone so much that your heart hurt, the way she did when Oscar wasn't able to visit her for long stretches of time. Rather, her Christmas tree was a living kelp plant she'd coaxed into the shape of a tall triangle, then adorned with shells and sea glass and, with a bit of bribery, even a sea star at the top, actually a family of them that she fed well with krill and brine shrimp. Studying her work, Harmony moved a shell one level higher and replaced it with a piece of blue sea glass. Blue and red were her favorites, and they were also the rarest colors. She'd heard the humans on the beach make similar comments, which is why she was certain Oscar would appreciate her gift to him. Oh, the thunder god she'd been in love with for half a forever didn't really celebrate Christmas the way her kind did. Rather, he observed the winter solstice and the way it marked the end of the increasing darkness in his world. But he brought her gifts every time they met, and she was all too aware that she had little to offer. A great boom that was more a feeling than a sound rocked Harmony's cave, and she grinned. Gathering the woven bag that held the gifts, she swam out of her home and up to the surface. Her lover, her Oscar, was waiting for her on an ice floe just big enough for two, and he was smiling. "Here you are, my breath and blood. Here you are, here I am. Is full moon, is solstice. You ask, I come." Harmony reached up and allowed the burly rainmaker to hoist her from the water. As always, their floating meeting place was covered in thick furs, and as her tail split into legs, he wrapped her in the warm pelts. "It's a special day in my world," she told him. "I brought you a gift."
"You are a gift," he countered.
"That's sweet, but I have a different gift, something to share with your loved ones. Hold out your hands." He did as she bade, and she poured out the contents of her bag, red and blue sea glass, letting the pieces flow over his fingers. "We decorate with this," she explained. "I thought..." But she never finished her thought because Oscar was laughing. "Red and blue," he said, "my favorite. Red for the lightning fire and blue for the water. Is brilliant. Is us." Harmony smiled. "Yes," she said. "Yes, it is." Then she tickled Oscar under his beard. "You always sing for me. This time, it's my turn." And she launched into another chorus of her favorite holiday song, Jingle Shells. Jingle shells, jingle shells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride on a rushing, cresting wave.
Opening and closing music is a mix of Chris Zabriskie's The Oceans Continue to Rise from the Free Music Archive and a clip of whales singing off the coast of French Polynesia provided by Kivoy to freesound.com. The Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub, is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartell and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike 4.0 International license. For detailed show notes, including my contact information, please visit my website at bathtubmermaid.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.